Welcome to the Apawa Baptist Podcast. If you'd like to find out more about our church, visit us on any Sunday or online at opawa.org.nz.
There are a few things around here that are new. This very cool auditorium that we're sitting in at the moment. Me, as I was called permanently just a couple of weeks ago, the coloured glass that you can see that I'm really rather into is all of 3 days old, and the landscaping trees outside that you can see went in yesterday afternoon. The funky crosses on either side went in late this week, and where there is funk, often there is Opawa's favourite mislaid sheep, Mr. Peter Magendie. Do you want to come down, Peter? Grab a microphone and talk about all your baggage that you've brought us today.
Oh, good morning. The crosses were inspired by a letter to the editor a few weeks ago, which said, if there's this benign God overlooking all of the earth, why is it so awful? And so I wrote a response that said, in response to why does God allow everything to be so awful, I was talking to Jesus about that, and he said that he wondered why we allowed it as well. And I think God is not going to step out and make everything wonderful. God has stepped in once and for all on the cross. And the baggage cross, it's pretty self-explanatory that we all have baggage, that all baggage ends up at the cross. Well, originally, actually, all baggage has already been to the cross. The issue is, will we take our baggage there and leave it there? And often we do not. We take some. Often we keep the baggage that is painful or hurtful or sad, and that's what defines us. Can we leave all our baggage there? You know, when you go overseas and you get on the plane and you get off the plane and you head for the baggage carousel and you think, I wonder if my baggage has arrived where I am. And almost invariably it has. Your baggage is never very far away from you. And they're all battered about and everybody can identify it. There's quite a bit there that you could think about. This one over here, it's made of just card, comes out of my briefcase. What does it mean to take up your cross? This cross that is actually a question mark, really. The cross is always asking the question, who do you say that I am? Who are you? What sort of person are you becoming? What sort of person are you failing to become? The questions are already there. And the idea that I can just pack my cross away and put in my briefcase and I can carry my cross, incidentally, without anybody knowing, which seems rather strange. Once you get the cross in the briefcase, of course, you can't get anything else in it. So I have another briefcase. It's the same as that one that I use to carry my stuff. Looks like I'm carrying my cross, but I'm not. What does it mean to carry your cross? It will be painful. Cross is only invented for one reason, and that is to kill in the most excruciating way. And, well, with our baggage, I don't think we travel as lightly as we should. And you can make whatever you like of them. I think they speak in all sorts of ways. There you go.
I think that's quite a neat idea, that God would have us travel lighter than what we do. Thank you, Peter.